How long had that play been in the works, man?
It's been in the works all season, man. We've been into a lot of games and, you know, said, hey, this is what we're going to run this week, and it hasn't happened. And, you know, Coach Coleman looked me in the eye and said, you know, if we get the chance, it's going to happen on senior day. And then what a cool moment. Unfortunately, I didn't do my job as perfect as I should. I got a little excited and turned around too quick. Needed to hinge back a little bit more. Made it an illegal pass. But Skylar came up to me after the game and gave me the game ball, and I got to keep this one. So that's going to be pretty special, man.
Was that in the end zone. Was that as excited as you've seen the team all year?
I don't know, man. I was out of breath, and I couldn't see a thing. People's gloves were all over my helmet, and it was an awesome experience. I didn't even get to hear the fans or really see what was going on. I was so excited and getting hit by my teammates, and I'm glad that that brought so much energy to them, and we had such a fun time, man. It was awesome.
You ever scored a touchdown in your career?
So I scored one touchdown in my high school. I got a pick six. I was a screen. I was a D tackle on the 2-yard line, and he threw it right to me, and I caught it, and it was the coolest moment of my life. But tonight, probably my whole career of football, I don't think anything will ever top that. That was pretty awesome. Whether I scored or not, I mean, shoot, it was that close. I wish those guys just would have given it to me. I didn't think it was that. I was trying to look at the white hat. Like, come on, man. Was it that big a deal? Like, it's my fifth year. Like, just give me the touchdown, bro. Whether you give it to me or not, I'm still celebrating. So,
how special was this win? Given the fact that the season's gone so far.
It was awesome, man. You know, the way we've come back these last 2 weeks and played these good football teams. Texas Tech's a heck of a football team. And my defense played lights out tonight, gave the offense every opportunity to win that football game. And we didn't do the best as an offense, but we executed when we needed to. And it was an amazing experience. I appreciate my teammates so much for just giving me the opportunity to go out like that. You know, I've been here a long time. That was like my 50th start here at Kansas State. And, you know, it just meant so much to win here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I have so many memories here, and I'm so thankful for, you know, so many people. You know, I've met so many great people and teammates and coaches in this community, and you guys have welcomed me, and it was a blessing to win tonight, man.
Skylar comes in after a few weeks out and plays the way he did. What does that say about his ability to as a gamer?
He's a great football player, man. I don't think any of us, you know, deny that. Skylar's a great football player that works extremely hard, and, you know, he's a guy that no matter what's going on with him, if he takes a week off from an injury, he's going to come back and he's going to be ready to go. And Skylar truly cares about the guys on this team, man. You know, the whole game, you know, we're breaking huddles and he's saying, I love y'all boys. You know what I mean? He loves us to death, man. And that kid will do anything for us. And he's not out there to get it for Skylar. I can promise you guys that. Like, what kind of a quarterback after every huddle says, I love y'all boys? Like, he's truly embracing the process, and he truly loves us so much, and he wants to make plays for us and make us proud, and he could care less about his name being in the papers. You know, Skylar wants to win football games. If he has to go 0-12 on the pass to win the football game, hey, he doesn't care. You know, and that's not what he did. He threw extremely well, but, you know, he's just a great guy and a great teammate, and I'm thankful to have him.